6:21. It is Friday. The Michigan Civil Rights Commission today releasing a report finding that it was systematic racism that was at the root of the Flint water crisis. Sheldon Neely is with us, state representative from Flint. Sheldon, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Well, good evening, and thank you for having me.
You agree with this report?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the report that you're referring to.
It just came out today, and what the report by the Michigan Civil Rights Commission said, it was systematic racism going back decades was at the core of the Flint water crisis. They say that nobody intended to poison Flint, but if it had been a wealthier, predominantly white community, that would not have occurred, what we saw in Flint. Do you agree with that?
Well, I agree with the idea of that, but I do believe that there may be even, you know, through the urban core throughout the state of Michigan, that it may be an effort to dismantle or deconstruct the urban cores. If you look at the results of Detroit, the DPS system, the largest school district in the state of Michigan, mm-hmm. The Flint water crisis. I mean, we have a lot of poor results as a byproduct of what they say to be helpful for the state of Michigan to that regard.
But what does that even mean? When they say systematic racism, what does that mean to you?
Well, that's not my term. I didn't say that term, systematic racism. I think it's a byproduct of what we look at as a byproduct of the emergency manager failed experiment under the cloak of helping communities that may be in distress. They come into a community and dismantle that community, right? You know, liquidating the assets, leaving the communities in much worse shape than they were prior to their arrival, right, under the illusion of help. So the systematic racism comment is not my word. It's not my word, but I'm only looking at the result. You know, our hindsight has to be 2020 here, not 2040. And so we have to look at where we are as a community and as a state and look at the byproducts of what has happened as the state moves forward trying to helping with the illusion of helping communities such as Flint, Detroit,
right,
Pontiac.
Fair enough, Sheldon. But what they're saying, we'll go on to what's happening with these subsidies, but what the commission said today is that they believe that if it had been a white community, this would not have happened. Do you think it's that cut and dry? Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, I do. I have not read the report, but I do believe with that end result of whatever that commission came to, if that's it, I believe that we all would have to agree with the fact that if it had been Birmingham, Michigan, or Southfield, or a community of less minority population or a more affluent community, that it probably the results would be different. Yes, I agree with that.
Really? Even if they were in a financial crisis and were in a bind, you think the emergency manager in that community would not have taken these steps?
Right. I mean, you got to look at it. You know, the attorney general has placed two emergency managers under criminal indictment. I mean, that doesn't come lightly. So we have to look at the activities that may even reach to a criminal culpability in some of these cases. So, I mean, we have to, you know, you would have to say that you agree with the attorney general, which is a Republican. So it's not about partisanship along these lines. They're looking at crimes that's been committed against communities and the accessories of those crimes that's been committed against communities such as Flint. And so we have to look at that with a very serious look. And so if indeed that commission has came up with some of those items that it could be racism, we have to visit those areas as well.
It's the Michigan Civil Rights Commission issued just a report this afternoon, 130-page report. Although I should know Darnell Early, one of the key emergency managers, he himself is a black man, right? So I'm not sure if that would fit into
Well, I think I can have a privilege of speaking to this because as an African-American man, we can always speak to those that may be of the same race that may have some alternative motives or inducements that will perform some activities in the community that looks like them, that they were raised in, that may have some detrimental harm by the actions that he commits. So be it that Darnell Early is an African-American man doesn't mean that he cannot perform as a tool, racist activities against those of African American descent.
Talking to Sheldon Neely, state representative from Flint. So the news that we just got out very recently was that the state is not going to be paying the subsidies for water for Flint residents. What is the impact going to be on your constituents?
Well, it's going to be a heavy impact because you know we knew that the subsidies were going to be coming to an end at some point in time, that it could not go on for in perpetuity. But the community itself was not very well prepared for it to come to an end right now. Because
when would they be ready, though? At what point can you be ready for that?
Well, what happened to the city of Flint is a traumatic event, right? We have to deal with the traumatic event and the traumatization of a full community. When you talk about, you know, babies being diagnosed with permanent brain damage and different things, and health being in harm's way as a byproduct of this water source, right, it's a traumatic event to a community. We have not dealt with the psychological or the sociological impact of that. There is a crisis in confidence, and I think we have not allocated as a state enough resources to deal with that impact.
What about all the impact? I mean, we've already put in hundreds of millions of dollars, I know, in the budget for Flint. What about all of that money? How is that not helping?
Well, the thing of it is, it's been provided for providing help, but I'm talking about the psychological and the psychological portion of help that's needed, right? I'm not only a representative of this community, but I also live in the community. And even when I travel away to D.C. or Utah or anywhere, I'm very skeptical about what comes out of the tap wherever I am,
right?
And that level of trauma cannot be ignored, and we need to provide some level of help to deal with that traumatization so we can once again start to build trust and restore that trust with our residents as it relates to government.
Now, what's that going to do? Because you're a resident yourself. What's that going to do to your water bill once the subsidy's gone?
Well, the fortunate thing of it is, you know, Flint pays some of the highest water bills in our nation, right? In our nation, and so you know, the water billing crisis is not only here in Flint, but it's in the city of Detroit as well. I think they just issued, you know, tens of thousands of shutoffs just recently. This past week, right, to residents of the city of Detroit. So we have to really talk about, you know, fair water costs, right? Water is a commodity that's necessary for life, and we are we call ourselves the fresh lake state, right? We're surrounded by fresh water.
Great Lakes. We absolutely need our water. About a minute left, Shelton, but Mayor Karen Weaver, she met with the governor. She's disappointed about the meeting. Have you reached out to him? Are you going to try to change his mind somehow?
Well, I've issued a letter to the governor along those lines, a request talking about dealing with the traumatization of this community and also maybe to restore some level of credit for the residents until we can actually pass that precipice of understanding how much the community has been traumatized.
Okay.
I have very little you know, dialogue with the administration, the local administration, as it relates to this issue about what is going on between the mayor's office and the local unit of government.
And how upset are you personally about this, emotionally, I mean?
Well, I'm a part of the community, my family, my mother. We've been traumatized as well as a resident. I told you about my experiences when I travel to different states about being afraid of what comes out of the tap. But we need legislative changes to make sure that this never happens in any part of our state again, because any community, whether it be white or black, rich or poor, we deserve to have fresh water. We deserve to have fair and affordable water rates, and I think that is that should be the humanitarian effort that's going to be raised throughout the state of Michigan. I think we need to champion that and also fight for that.
Shelton Neely, state representative from Flint, right here on WILS. Shelton, thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless.
When we come back, we'll talk to an attorney representing more than 20 women that have filed a lawsuit against MSU and Dr. Nasser. That is next.